Now, friends, we've come to the fifth chapter of Hosea. And very frankly, this section here is not what you'd call a very happy section. Well, the reason that we find not a very pleasant section right through here is because of the sin of the northern kingdom and the fact that judgment was coming upon them. Now, there are several things that we need to keep in mind, and I'd like to call your attention to them, because with that background, it makes this a more difficult section to understand. You must remember the background of the prophet, where everything that's being said is on the background of a prophet who, as a young man, fell in love with, I'm sure, a lovely young lady. I'm sure she was beautiful. And then she became a prostitute. I imagine that the money and the fact that she probably would be able to get the luxuries that she could not have gotten up there in the hill country of Ephraim. So she went into the oldest profession that's known to mankind. And God sent this man to marry her anyway. In spite of that, he loved her. He married her. And I'm sure that it brought disgrace upon him. And then he had three children, and she went out again, played the harlot, and he went and bought her and brought her back to himself. He had a broken heart. He had a broken home. And with that background, he walks out into the nation Israel, the northern kingdom, and says that God says that you're playing a harlot. You have been unfaithful to him. And I know exactly how he feels. He loves you. And he'll never let you go, but he's going to judge you because of your sin. Now, with that background, let's look here at chapter 5. And what we find here is that Israel plays the harlot. And we have now God and the faithless nation, Israel. Here in the fifth chapter, Israel turns from God altogether, and God turns from Israel, and deterioration within follows. Now, first of all, God condemns the leadership in the nation, the priest and the king. Will you listen now to verse 1 of chapter 5 of Hosea? Hear ye this, O priests, and hearken, ye house of Israel, and give ear, O house of the king, for judgment is toward you, because ye have been a snare on Mizpah and a net spread upon Tabor. Now, Mizpah was in the southwest section of the kingdom, and Mount Tabor was way up in the northeast section of the kingdom. And actually, at this time, they were worshiping under every green tree. You'd find idols all over the land. And he goes on to say now, because of the fact that the priests and the king represented the leadership of the nation. And we've already seen as the people, so the priests. The priest doesn't rise any higher than the lowest in society, and he ought to be setting an example, and that's true of the king. Now, unfortunately, we're living in a day in our nation when the leadership in the nation, the spiritual leadership, and the political leadership is certainly not worthy of emulation, very candidly. Liberalism being predominant in theology, and liberalism predominant today in politics, and news media that's altogether liberal, that actually is brainwashing the people. And you have the same situation that you have here. You have a spiritual deterioration and a deterioration and decline in a nation that will finally bring it to destruction. And that's what happened to this nation here and furnishes a pattern for us today.